Needing 216 votes for passage, the Republican-controlled House approved the plan 217 to 213, with 20 GOP defections.
Mr. Speaker, lend me your ears. I come to bury Obamacare, not to praise it. The evil that men do lives after them.
Among those voting yes was Republican Matt Gaetz, who represents the Western Florida Panhandle.
This is the true legacy of the last 8 years, a doubling of the national debt, $4 trillion in additional spending projected through Obamacare. And what have my constituents gotten from Obamacare? Higher taxes, higher premiums, unaffordable deductibles, crippling drug costs, fewer choices, and more mandates.
The measure now goes to the Senate, where many feel a chilly welcome awaits.
I think the Republican House health insurance plan is quite deficient.
Visiting the University of West Florida on Friday, Senator Bill Nelson pointed to three main areas of contention with the American Health Care Act: cutting Medicaid by $850 billion, less coverage for seniors while increasing costs, and taking away insurance for up to 24 million Americans.
Those are three reasons right off the bat that you ought to oppose it, and why there was this rush to try to get it done and not even know how much it cost. Do you think that's going to pass the Senate? That doesn't have a chance of passing the Senate.
One of the most popular Obamacare provisions bars insurers from refusing coverage to those with pre-existing conditions. In the wake of the bill's passage in the House, Americans are expressing fear that people already sick will not be able to get affordable insurance.
What this new bill does, it takes away that guarantee. And don't let anybody tell you that it doesn't take away the guarantee. It does. It's in black and white in there. It's left up to the states.
There's little doubt the measure will change in the Senate, assuming it survives. And the opposition is bipartisan. Nelson and most other Democrats are being joined by Republicans, including Maine's Susan Collins.
The Senate is starting from scratch. We're going to draft our own bill, and I'm convinced that we're going to take the time to do it right.
Appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, Collins believes there are major questions surrounding the House plan, which she said would undergo major surgery in response to House Speaker Paul Ryan's hope that the Senate would improve the bill.
I think we will come up with a whole new, fresh approach that solves the legitimate flaws that do exist with the ACA. My goal is to actually expand coverage for those 28 million Americans who still lack coverage despite the ACA.
Collins and another Republican, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who's a physician, are co-sponsoring an alternate health care bill they introduced earlier this year.
It's focused on giving more choices while ensuring that consumers have access to affordable health insurance.
The outspoken and immediate skepticism in the Senate appears to be a precursor to a long battle over the House bill. That, in turn, is likely to cause more frustration for President Donald Trump, who has frequently expressed disappointment in Congress's slow-moving ways. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.